Workers at SeaTac Airport cheered when voters approved a $15 an hour minimum wage last fall. Then hope fell when a court said some airport jobs are exempt from that. Despite the ruling, the Port of Seattle says it plans to address the wage issue soon. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
Dozens of airport workers filled the Port of Seattle Commission's first annual meeting Tuesday, pushing for higher wages.
$15 means life, living wage, paying the bills, paying the rent, and have a better life.
Mohammed Kadim works as a baggage handler at SeaTac. He says it's tough to get by on $9.50 an hour.
I don't have nothing left over, so it's just like living paycheck to paycheck. Like Christmas came and we were not able to get presents, we were not able to do anything.
Kadim says he'd use the extra salary toward more college classes. Right now, he can only afford one at a time. The airport workers want the port to follow the new $15 minimum wage law in SeaTac, even though a King County judge recently said that's not required. The ruling said the port has sole authority over airport jobs, and it's not subject to local ordinances. During the meeting, Port Commissioner Stephanie Bowman assured the workers this wage issue is a priority.
Everyone on this commission is passionate about this issue. Know that we are committed to doing something this year, that we are committed to using the public's resources to help everybody in King County move forward.
The commissioners gave no specifics about a proposal for new wages or benefits for airport workers, but they laid out a plan to hold hearings soon and take action by summer. Meanwhile, the campaign backing the $15 wage has also appealed to the state Supreme Court regarding the port's exemption. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.